Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. Its 20th edition runs March 1st to 21st in all communities across Canada. The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station present Les RVF Marathon, which aims to promote language duality in Canada across the country. Stay tuned for this marathon day of 20th Rendez-vous de la Francophonie and visit www.ncra.ca/RVF for more information on this event.
You are listening to the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie 2018 Marathon Broadcast. This particular documentary comes to you from CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Ontario. And herein, we interview three local Francophones about their experiences with Francophone education. So Frank, tell me a little bit about yourself. Are you from Windsor?
Yes, I was born in Windsor. October 11th, 1983.
Right?
My dad's side of the family is French.
Right?
Ble for the last name.
Ble, yeah.
My mother's side is exclusively English.
Right?
We went to French grade school. Mm-hmm. I'd say I probably didn't know the Canadian anthem or the Our Father in English until grade 10.
Yeah. Certainly, I know myself, you know, the Canadian anthem and the Our Father. I knew those in French before I ever learned them in English.
That and the Rosary as well.
I said your name in English. I said Frank Blaise. In French, I suppose it would be François Blais.
François Joseph Blais.
B-L-A-I-S-E.
B-L-A-I-S.
No E. B-L-A-I-S, no E.
Right.
Excusez-moi.
C'est d'accord?
That's similar to me. My dad comes from a very French family. My mom comes from a family that where English was their first language. Was there much French spoken in the household?
We would speak French with my dad.
Yeah.
Or so that my mother didn't hear.
Yeah.
So there was a fair amount of French. If I had to put a number on it, I'd probably say about 40% of the time we would speak French in the house.
So it was a decision of your mom and dad to send the kids to French school?
Yeah. Having French as a second language is always good and for future endeavors.
Yeah.
Job opportunities and whatnot.
Did they send you to French immersion or just to straight French school?
We went to St. Therese, so all French.
All French.
You know, kindergarten was all day long.
Yeah.
My grade one teacher was Sarah Marie, a sister.
So. Oh, really? A nun?
Yeah.
That's really the old-fashioned way of getting French education from the nuns and the fathers, eh?
Certainly.
You know, I guess as a small kid, you wouldn't have anything to compare it to. It's hard to compare it to, like, going to an English school. Was this something that you ever thought about, that you were going to a French school in Windsor? And did you ever think about it in the context of French culture versus English culture?
I wouldn't say I really thought about it that way. Never really thought of going to an English school.
Right.
French has always been so strong. We had a choice for high schools, and St. Joe's was the closest. Also had the best French immersion program.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it still does. Mm-hmm. So I chose to go there.
You went to St. Therese.
St. Therese, yep.
For grade school. Then you went to St. Joseph's for high school in French as well, too.
Yep. I was in the French immersion program.
Mm-hmm.
My grade 9 and 10 years were 50% of my classes in French, 50%
wow.
in English.
Mm-hmm.
Grade 11 was probably 25-75 French. 25 French, 75 English. And then grade 12 was all English and OAC. I can't really say it was English, it was all math.
Right. And you came out of this educational experience being able to speak French pretty good, eh?
Yeah, I have my French diploma. So if anyone asks, I can provide a French diploma. I can actually say that, you know, the government recognizes I have two languages.
Right. You got a piece of paper that says you can read and write and speak French fluently.
And that's all it was a piece of paper.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you ever apply to a government job or something, that, you know, with particularly with the federal government, then that piece of paper could come in handy, eh?
Very much so.
And, you know, this could be about grade school or high school. You know, was there any talk about Francophone culture and about the promotion of Francophone culture or the celebration of Francophone culture when you were going to school in grade school and high school?
When I was in high school, I want to say it was grade 10. It was the 100 centennial, the 100 French centennial of French speaking in Windsor and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I took part in a play that we put on multi-school. There was a lot of hype around it, at least at the time for me. From
right.
What I believe, there was quite a bit of hype.
Would that have been a centennial or a 200?
I'm pretty sure it was the centennial. It could have been the 200 centennial.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it was the 100 centennial.
Okay. And so you finished high school, got your French piece of paper saying you were fluent in French and you could read and write in French. Did you go to college or university?
I did not go to college or university. I was already working at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I just continued working and moved between jobs. I've had quite a few jobs, actually.
Wow. Got to pay the bills. That's what it's all about, eh? Have you used your French in any of your work?
I have. I've used French working for Sutherland Global Services.
Mm-hmm. Right? There's always a demand in some of the programs for people that can provide support in French, eh?
Yep. I still speak French with my good friend David Petrie and my brother, well, both my brothers.
Yeah.
Rob and Edward.
Right. I know Rob. I haven't met Edward yet.
He's military, Navy.
Retired
from, well, not retired. He doesn't do active service anymore, but he's currently working for penitentiary in British Columbia, handling their electronics. So like their electric fence, make sure the electric fence is upkept and things like that.
Like a technical job then.
It's very technical.
Mm-hmm. I noticed you have a small child.
I do.
Do you plan on having your child go into French education?
We've registered him for Georges Pévanier for next season.
Mm-hmm. That's good. The chain continues, the Francophone chain, eh?
It does. I believe that having French as a second language is a very positive thing.
Mm-hmm. In English, your name is Frank Blaise. In French, it's François-Joseph Blais. How do you feel about being a practicing Francophone in Windsor? Even just say outside of work. Do you get any positive or negative feedback about it?
I don't see anything negative about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always get those jokes. So look at the frog. You
know? Right.
I've accepted that a long time ago, mm-hmm. that frog is an accepted term for Frenchmen. So for me, I don't find it as a negative. And
right.
Being able to continue speaking in French with friends and family is great.
That's cool. I know, I remember, I think it was in a Charles Dickens novel, Tale of Two Cities. One of the characters was an English character and he was calling the French people frog eaters. Because apparently to the English, eating frogs was really gross, but that French people had this reputation for eating frogs. And sometimes I think perhaps that frog came from the frog eaters thing and then somehow it got abbreviated to that. I don't know. It's just a speculation, of course.
I could follow the logic in that. frog legs are a delicacy in France. So.
Right. Right. And certainly people around here, the Francophone community in LaSalle and in Essex County in general, when it was all swamps around here, ate a lot of frog legs in those days, too.
Certainly. Not much meat on a frog, though.
No, you need a lot of frog legs to have a meal. Do you still talk French with your dad?
Sometimes. Not nearly as much as we used to.
Yeah.
But whenever we feel like speaking French to him, he's more than open to it. He still remembers his French.
Yeah.
We're not likely to trip him up, or maybe if we throw some of those...
Use a fancy tense on him.
Right, you know, if we throw maybe a French Parisian word at him for something obscure, I'm sure that we'll catch him off guard. But I'm pretty sure I remember, I think it might have been grade 11, I asked what you call a desk in French. And, you know, you can call it a pupitre,
bureau,
but there is an actual French word, like a Parisian French word that he just pulled out of nowhere. And
of course.
We actually had to Google it to make sure that, he, you know, he was talking, that he actually knew what he was talking about. And sure enough, he did.
Right. Do you try to speak French at all with your child?
I do.
Yeah?
Not as much as I'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a lot of English because there's a lot of English around the house.
Of course.
My wife is English. Though she does know a little bit of French.
Mm-hmm.
She can ask any of the basic French lines, you know, how to go to the bathroom. And we both encourage him to do French. And we want him to succeed in French.
Well, that's great. I think Windsor has become such a friendlier place for promoting Francophone culture and for getting a French education in your lifetime, and hopefully that continues for your son as well too, so that he has an opportunity to learn and experience French as a second language and Francophone culture in general as well.
I certainly hope that he'll continue with French and pass it on to his offspring as well.
Today I'm interviewing Dave Petrie here in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Hi Dave, how's it going?
Going pretty well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I wanted to talk to you, kind of the theme we're working on is education, Francophone education. You did have some French education, so I thought you'd be a good candidate to interview regarding this. And you're a little bit unique as well too, because your family is not originally from Windsor, is that correct?
That's correct. My family is actually from the East Coast. They come from New Brunswick, but I was actually born here in Windsor.
Right, so you're a Windsor native, but did your family consider themselves Acadians?
Yeah, the area they come from, it's very bilingual.
Right.
It's one of the Acadian areas. It's Campbellton. There, it's very common to speak both French and English, sometimes in the same sentence.
Right. Franglais.
Yep.
Is that close to Moncton?
It's about 2 hours away from Moncton, I believe.
Right. Well, in the big scale of things, I suppose, relatively.
Not too far.
Not too far. So your family moved to Windsor and you were born here. So is your mom and your dad both speak French?
Yep, they're both very fluent in French.
Right. Growing up in the house, did you speak French?
I was capable of speaking French. I did sometimes speak it when I was younger, but growing up in Windsor, there was a lot of English. And typically as a child, you tend to rebel against the unknown languages, if you will.
Right.
French was my first language, but I did speak more English in the house. But my parents did speak to me in French a lot. In fact, to this day, the only time I hear my dad speak English is when my wife is around.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So to this day, he still speaks French to you?
Yes, he does.
Wow, that's interesting. And so your parents sent you to French school?
They did. I went to École Sainte-Thérèse on Tecumseh and Ford. I went there for my entire grade school. And when I went to high school, I did go to an English high school, but one with a French immersion program.
Some of your subjects would still be in French?
Yeah, 40% of them roughly were in French. And it was good to be able to keep up with my French.
How did it feel like growing up in Windsor, which is certainly mostly an English-speaking town in many respects these days, being a Francophone and going to French grade school and your parents speaking French to you in the house as well too? Was this something that you ever thought about much, or did it affect you in any sort of way that you can think of?
To be honest, I don't think it really affected me in any type of negative way.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, to me, it seemed like a perfectly normal thing. All my friends went to the same grade school, so
right.
It was a very common thing for us to not only speak French with each other on occasion, but to hear other people around us speak French or speak French to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very common thing. It wasn't until high school where I actually noticed a bit of a difference. Because going from a completely French school to a school that has a lot of English, you realize there's a lot of terminology you haven't learned in English. and that was the biggest challenge.
For sure, eh? You learn a lot of technical terms, say in mathematics or in some other subjects in science perhaps. And I know other people I've spoken to that did a lot of their education in French in grade school and high school. When they went to college or something like that, they had to play a little catch-up with familiarizing themselves with the terms in English, eh?
Yeah. Fortunately, in many of the different subjects, such as math and science, the symbols are the same. So
right.
You can kind of relate and then figure out what it means later.
Have you ever gone back to the homeland, back to New Brunswick and to Campbellton?
Unfortunately, I haven't been there in about 8 years or so.
Wow.
I do love going there. It is a beautiful place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the culture and language over there. The mixture of French and English is very unique in Campbellton or in New Brunswick in general.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting to hear the diversity there. One thing that always made me smile, especially when I was younger, is when I went to New Brunswick, which again is a primarily multi-language, there's still some people that only speak one or the other language. So myself coming from Ontario was able to go to a province that was primarily French and English and be able to speak better in both languages than some natives.
Right. Being fluently bilingual affords a lot of advantages, I suspect.
It does.
In high school, what courses did you take in French?
Well, they gave us several of them in French. In grade 9, I believe it was religion, geography, and history, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
primarily was mostly those types of classes throughout. I mean, obviously French was in French. That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
There was always a couple classes. Religion tend to be one of them. Science, not so much, or math, but definitely like history and geography were French.
Histoire. I remember that one in French. When you were in high school and grade school, did they talk much in the bigger scheme of things about Francophone culture and the celebration of it or the preservation of it, any of these kinds of things?
We did do some celebrations in grade school. It was more in grade school than in high school because grade school, it was a primarily French school, so that's where we really focused it. So,
yeah.
Like the Carnival d'hiver, le bonhomme d'hiver.
Right, right.
So that's one of the things that we went
through. The winter carnival.
Yep, it's definitely something that we talked about, and amongst other things as well. I'm not sure how they do it as much now. My kids haven't exactly told me how they're doing it because my kids are in French grade school as well.
Right,
but
right.
One thing I wish they would have done more of when I was a child is go over the benefits of having the bilingual ability. Because as a kid, especially in a city primarily of a different language, you don't appreciate the language until you're older and you start forgetting it and you realize how beneficial the language can be.
Once you graduate from high school and we're out there trying to establish yourself in a professional career, did being bilingual afford you any advantages?
Well, working here, actually, working at Sutherland did help me out.
Yeah.
There were some options for bilingual positions, which actually even had an increase in pay. Now, aside from that, I know there's also plenty of other options in the city as long as you're bilingual, which do tend to pay a little bit more as well. So in general, if you have the ability, it can benefit in general in life.
Personally, myself, I wish I was fluently bilingual because in the context of my work at Sutherland, it would have afforded more options and possibly higher pay in some context. If you look through the job listings online or whatever, there are interesting jobs where, gosh, I wish I was fluently bilingual, I could apply for that job kind of thing. So I know what you're saying. Are you sending your kids to French school?
Yep, I have three kids that are in French school. One of them that's now actually just started high school this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually went to one of the French high schools, Lesor.
Lesor, right? Yeah, that's great. So the chain is maintained.
I felt it was very important for them to keep the French language. And I didn't want them to make the same mistake that I did by going to an English high school. Because I feel that in high school, although they do teach you the French, it's not as prominent as a French high school. And it's easier to forget it by the time you're done high school.
Yeah.
I wanted to ensure that they were fully bilingual so that they can take advantage of some of the options that I probably didn't.
You know, Windsor does have some old French roots, but really is very much an English city, certainly compared to Campbellton or Moncton in New Brunswick or places in Quebec. Did you get any like negative or positive feedback from people when you were growing up or even as an adult in Windsor as far as Francophone culture and being bilingual, anything like that?
Yeah, I have several friends that have gone through different schooling, some of them who stuck with the French schools.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends, because they had that French, were able to really excel in life afterwards and do things that other people may not have had the opportunity.
Right.
So I definitely feel that there's been some people that have been promoting it, if you will.
Yeah.
And people that have benefited from having been through the system and having had that experience with the French culture in Windsor.
Thank you very much. It's great to get all this positive feedback about your experiences with French education and with maintaining and promoting our Francophone culture here in Windsor.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
My name is Juliette Gagne, and I'm here to interview my dad, Christian Gagne, as part of Rendezvous de la Francophonie 2018. Could you tell me about your family's background?
My mom is from a mixed background of English, Irish, Scottish, and Eastern European. Her first language is English. My dad is French-Canadian. His first language was French. He grew up on a farm in the county and didn't start learning how to speak English until he went to English high school when he was 15 or so. I was born and raised on the farm as well, too. My first language was English, I guess because my mom's first language was English. Although I was exposed to a lot of French in the house and in my dad's work environment as a farmer, I didn't ever really speak French with my dad at all.
Was French spoken in your home when you were a child then?
Yeah, it was spoken in the house by my dad and my dad's relatives, you know, his brothers and sisters and his mom and dad. And quite a few of my father's friends' first language was French as well too. So he would speak with them in French a lot. But I don't ever really remember speaking French in the house.
Tell us about your experiences with French education in grade school.
I went to a French grade school until grade four. It was a little four-room school in this little town called Staples, 4 or 5 miles from the farm that I grew up on. It was a good experience for me, really. We spoke English on the playground, but in the class, the teachers always spoke French, and, you know, we were learning a lot about French. So the first language I learned how to do the Lord's Prayer and sing O Canada and learn all my numbers and basic mathematics was all in French, how to tell time, you know, all the things you learn in kindergarten, grade one, grade two, grade three kind of stuff was all stuff that I learned first in French. My sister was in kindergarten. She didn't take as well as I had to doing all our school in French. And so my mom decided to send us to the English public school that was in another small town near our farm called Combourg. And that was a totally English school. Indeed, they didn't even have, French wasn't even a part of the curriculum for the kids until I was in grade six, when the federal government passed a rule, or maybe it was the provincial government, I'm not sure, saying that everyone had to have a certain amount of instruction in French. So then they started having, I think it was in my grade six, they started having French classes once or a couple of times a week. But I didn't really get much out of it. They didn't really get beyond any of the French that I learned in my French grade school. Because it was the first time a lot of English kids had to study French in the grade school, I think there was a lot of resistance amongst some of the students for learning French, and so that it wasn't the best of learning environments, you might say. So I didn't really learn much beyond what I already knew about French. But, you know, because of my early instruction in French, and because I think I was exposed to a lot of French when I was a little kid, I have a pretty good tongue for French. You know, I can roll my R's, and I can pronounce French words without too much of an English accent. But I really didn't learn a lot of vocabulary or grammar that I remember. In high school, we had to take grade 9 French. But I just took basic grade 9 French, didn't do very well in it, and didn't have really that much interest in it as a 13 or 14 year old kid. And I didn't pursue it after grade 9. The grade 9 was the one French credit you had to get, and didn't follow up on it again afterwards in high school or in university. You know, for some reason, even though I always thought of myself as at least half French Canadian, even more so, I think, in some respects, I didn't have that much interest in learning how to speak French fluently at that point in my life. That's a big regret now for me, that I did not pursue studying French more, but that's the way it works out sometimes.
Tell us about your experiences with French education post-high school.
I went to university and I studied history and English literature, and got a degree, a bachelor's in arts. Then I worked for many years in the radio station business, and eventually I went to back to university to get my education degree, and that's really when I started realizing how invaluable it was to be bilingual in Canada, and also that it would afford me more opportunities as an educator if I was fluent in French. So I went to Collège Boréal, a college here in the city. I took 3 courses in beginner's French, 3 courses in intermediate French. I took a conversational French class and the first advanced course in French. And I learned a lot about French grammar and gained some vocabulary from it, to the point where I'm certainly a lot better with French than I ever have been in my life, but I'm still, unfortunately, not fluent in French. After I had my education degree, I did go back to the University of Windsor and got the first French as a Second Language accreditation. I'm legally able to teach French in an English school from like grade 1 up to high school, but again, I'm still unfortunately not fluent in French. I wish I was.
Do you have regrets about your French education?
I do definitely have some regrets about that. I wish that I would have learned how to be fluent in French, speaking, reading, and writing when I was a kid. Kind of wish that, you know, maybe my dad would have spent more time talking to me in French when I was growing up. But, you know, it just, that's not the way it worked out for me and for some of my friends growing up. You know, I could have a better job now as an educator, or perhaps in the radio broadcasting field if I was bilingual. Even where I work now in the information technology field, there's always opportunities for bilingual information technologists that unfortunately I can't really apply for those jobs either because I'm not fluent in the language, although I have provided some limited French support in my work, but there's only so far you can go when you're not fluent in these things. So I do have regrets. I don't have a lot of regrets in my life, but one regret is that I'm not fluent in French.
Have you promoted Francophone culture with your children?
Certainly, I've tried as much as possible to promote Francophone culture with my children. We sent our two oldest daughters to a French immersion school, and our oldest daughter was in the French immersion school until grade 5, and she studied French in English grade school afterwards, and in the baccalaureate program at high school, and she did a French transfer program as well too, so that she ended up, when she was done high school, to be fluently bilingual. I'm really proud of that achievement on her part. I can't really take a lot of credit for it because it wasn't until I was actively studying French after I got my education degree that I started talking and texting in French with her. And my middle daughter, Arielle, was in French school till grade 1, and she had to take French in high school, but I know she's not fluent in French. My youngest daughter, I've tried to speak French with her as well too. That's you actually, Juliette. You have a French name, Juliette Gagné, and I've tried to talk French and to text French with you sometimes, but I know that you're not fluent in French either. You know, unless you really pursued it aggressively in your own life now, you probably never will be either, which is kind of a drag. Again, that's the way these things work out sometimes, eh?
Yeah.
You know, circumstances are what they are in people's lives. And, you know, if the opportunity doesn't fall in your lap to become bilingual and to learn a second language, then unless you pursue it aggressively yourself and take responsibility for gaining that skill yourself, then it's not going to happen. But certainly, my oldest daughter is bilingual, and that's affording her lots of opportunities in her professional career, which is a great thing that I'm really proud of.
How have you promoted Francophone culture in your life?
You know, by sending my oldest daughters to French immersion school, at every opportunity trying to use a little bit of French in texting or in talking with my daughters, you know, maintaining connections to my Francophone family that's out in the county that all do speak French. I do a French music show at the university radio station here in Windsor, and I talk French as best as I can on that show and play music from artists from Quebec and Francophone artists from all over Canada and from France and West Africa and the Caribbean.
Well, thank you for letting me interview you.
You know, I still haven't given up, even though I'm past the half century mark. I still have as a goal, c'est mon rêve, to ultimately become a fluent bilingual person. I wanted to thank Fazy Sassine. He's an electronic music artist who generously donated some of tracks from his latest musical release as part of this documentary.
You are listening to Rendezvous de la Francophonie 2018 Marathon Broadcast, and this particular documentary was produced by Christian Gagné at CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Ontario.
Thank you for joining us for this marathon day of the 20th Rendezvous de la Francophonie, presented by the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station. For more information on Les Rendezvous de la Francophonie events, or to provide feedback on the show, visit www.rvf.ca.